Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur. In this episode, we're going to talk about resolve, what it is, and how it takes a role in leaving a narcissistic relationship, and how it can be the beginning or turning point in moving forward. This episode stemmed from an encounter I had today with two really great ladies. To the ladies, you were inspirational to me, and I dedicate this episode to you. Our conversation allowed me to think introspectively and obtain a new perspective on my own situation. The conversation was about resolve. When I was in a former relationship, there was a point I reached where I was done. You may be in the situation now, or you may be learning about narcissism and things may be beginning to click, or you may have been exposed to the information for some time and a greater level of depth or frustration is occurring. When we are in a narcissistic relationship and our eyes become open to the situation because the truth of our situation has been penetrated, what can occur from that point going forward is our worldview or perception in life up to that point can begin to shift. And this is where resolve has a factor. It's like a breakthrough moment. We know we cannot go back to the games. We know we can no longer go back to the way things were. We can no longer fake our happiness. We can no longer glaze over circumstances. These moments are precious to us as they are rare, but can have a big impact on our life from that point going forward. I needed my breakthrough moments. I received clarity on my situation, my ever so confusing and draining situations. I needed answers. My breakthrough was a time I will never forget. The line was crossed and there was no going back. This is how I define my resolve. I see this now as my turning point, though at the time I wouldn't recall it resolve. I just knew I was done. And I would say I was done over and over again. Out loud. There was nothing that could bring me back. I was no longer open to false apologies, no longer open to negotiate. I saw the lies and the masked lies. The level of deceit and manipulation was so incredulous, I could no longer ignore it. I had to make a change. Everything changed from that moment on. My priorities shifted, my thought pattern shifted. No longer was I willing to put in any effort to continue the status quo of the relationship. I was done with a capital D. Resolve, according to the dictionary, is a firm determination to do something. Now, I'm going to take you back to the scene, and I'm going to invite you in. I remember the time when I stood in my kitchen dealing with a narcissistic relationship. At this point, I had already decided I was going to leave. I decided that I was going to rent a place. This means I was going to physically leave and move out. However, I had no idea how I was going to be able to do this. I was in a relationship, and at this point, things had become so volatile, so intense, my every move was being watched. I had no idea how I was going to escape out of the house, along with all of my stuff, to escape to freedom. I had to be out of my home in a short period of time, 3 days. And I was allowing fate or circumstances slash the universe to get me out. I could plan as much as possible, but there was a point where my plans could go awry, and it's hard to plan. I did get out, and it was one of the most intense moments of my life. There were many events that transpired after the fact, but I remember the days where I had immense clarity on my situation. I remember when my resolve was birthed. The line was crossed and there was no going back.
One thing that stood out to me, and I remember sharing it with a friend at the time, was for months after I left, I felt malnourished. Never in my life prior did I feel this way. I was wiped out. I was on stress overload for a long time. And when this happens, the body begins to break down. This next segment, I'm happy to partner with. I was recently introduced to Athletic Greens and started to take AG1 because I was looking for something to help me boost my nutrition and energy in my life than what my current diet provided. I was also looking for something green, as I have read the impact of eating green foods. Now, I've been taking it for about 3 weeks, and I absolutely love it. It doesn't taste like it's super healthy. It has a kind of a mild tropical taste that I look forward to each morning. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging, all the things. I take it first thing in the morning, either before my morning coffee or right after it. I feel like I'm drinking pure energy, not manufactured energy, if that makes sense. What I like about it is that it's lifestyle friendly. It works with any diet, whether it's paleo, keto, vegan, gluten-free. I can easily incorporate it into my daily routine. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/emerging. Again, it's athleticgreens.com/emerging to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Now, resolve is often the birthplace for change. What may also occur right before resolve is a breaking point. These two can go hand in hand. I want to interject a statement that just having resolve will not get you out of a narcissistic relationship. Resolve may help, but it's not an easy challenge to go no contact and move forward. Please go easy on yourself if you're at this point. My point is, our mindset can help us move forward to the next step, but it's not the end all be all. In addition, resolve may even move a person into a survival mentality. Here's a few more things about resolve. It has to come from within. Resolve is a determination, almost like a promise to perform an action. It comes from the gut. You cannot give resolve to another person. Many people will try to force upon you what they deem to be what you should do or say or act like. Resolve cannot be given. It's grit. It's bravery. It's intention. It comes from the heart. It's connected to willpower. Resolve can be the beginning of change. Resolve has a layer of momentum built in it. Resolve may lead to a breakthrough. Listen to your resolve. Give it room to grow. Resolve helps to bring about the actions that come after a decision has been made. Can you remember the steps you went through when you left a narcissist? Was resolve involved? Or today, if you are faced with some decisions ahead of you, know that we support your journey. It is not a perfect roadmap. We have resources available on our website, and also check us out on our YouTube channel as well for additional videos. Our podcast today is right about to hit 30,000 downloads. I'm very appreciative and very happy about this. If you wish to support our show directly, I'll leave a link in the show notes. Again, this is Lynn. This has been an episode of the Moving Forward with Hope podcast, and I'll see you in the next one.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level.
drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn signing off.